Good morning, Chelveston, Caldergarden, Charleston Rise. It's Sunday the 26th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Now, thanks again for even more feedback yesterday on Glenn Harwood. There are just so many stories emerging about him, but there isn't time to cover them here. But next time you meet H, ask him how him and Cuthy fooled Glenn into believing that the hares of Chelveston cum Caldicot whistle to each other in mating time. You had to get up very early to catch Glenn out, but they certainly managed it. Glenn's dog, Five, had run away that day for the first time ever, and Glenn was convinced it was the whistling hares of Chelveston cum Caldicot that had distracted him. Now, I talked about the strong links between the village and the crown a few days ago. Much of our village was once Duchy of Lancaster Land, the monarch's private estate. We had Duchy Farm in Caldicot, and I've since confirmed there was also a Duchy Farm in Chelveston, where Duchy Close is now. And as you know, the Duchy still owns land in Bidwell Lane and the golf course, which is part of the parish. There is a local legend which Mark Hunter has uncovered. It's called the Battle of Chelveston Hall. On Water Lane, there's a property called Hall Farmhouse. Now, the current farmhouse was built in 1902, but it replaced a farmhouse that was already there. Michelle Abbott shared some pictures recently of the demolition and rebuilding, and they'll be in the archive. For many years, Hall Farmhouse stood derelict. My sons used to call it the haunted house. But it was next to the house where Michelle's parents lived, St. John's Cottages in Water Lane, which raises an interesting question for Mark. Why are they called St. John's Cottages? Anyway, Michelle loved that house and was determined to restore it. Many people have wanted to buy it over the years, but Michelle managed to trace the then owner. The property had belonged to the Knight family, another of the old village names. And Michelle and Steve have restored it to the lovely property it is now. But why is it called Hall Farm House? Well, there was once a large manor house on Water Lane called Chelveston Hall. Hall Farmhouse was the home farm associated with the hall. Now, nothing remains of the hall, and even on the 1807 plan of the village, it had already disappeared. However, aerial photography by the RAF in 1925 did reveal soil disturbances where the hall building was, and also showed two rectangular fish ponds next to the Water Lane Brook. Fish ponds were common in that era to supply the house with fresh fish. Now, at the start of the English Civil War, Northampton Town sided with Parliament, whilst the landed gentry left their country estates to side with the king. So you can see which side Chelveston would have been on. Throughout 1643, there were various minor skirmishes for control of the north-south supply lines, which are now the A1, the A5 and the A6. Now, during one of these skirmishes, a royalist force ended up at Chelveston Hall, which was located next to the farm. A parliamentary force was summoned and approached from the east towards Caldicot. Now, the local lanes were not ideal for horse-drawn cannon, and one cannon lost a wheel on the way. The 1930s field name map still shows a field known as Wheel Away. Well, eventually, the artillery was set up on the higher ground overlooking Chelveston, and the hall was duly bombarded. No records remain, but it's highly likely that the parliamentarian forces won. In the early 1900s, work at the church required digging into the churchyard at the site of a former coke boiler house on the northwest side. A mass grave was uncovered, containing the bones of both men and horses. Now, since the burying of horses in the churchyard would be classed as a desecration, this was most likely done by the parliamentary forces, who opposed the powers of the bishop and the established church. So the remains are probably those of the royalist forces and their mounts. These bones were all removed and reburied in the churchyard near where the compost heaps are now. And to this day, rabbits live under those heaps, and they regularly bring up small bones of both horses and humans. Now, Chad and Steph live in Water Yard, the traditional name for the collection of houses opposite the brook on Water Lane. And they've recently done some building work and discovered lots of old artifacts in the diggings. Chad is having them investigated, and he's hoping that they'll shed some light on this important battle. It's a long shot, but we desperately need more information. Mark has not been able to uncover any other sources for this critical battle in our village. So, you budding historians, does anyone have any more information on the Battle of Chelveston Hall? This story fascinates the twins Emily and Jack. For six-year-olds, the idea of a major battle happening right opposite their house is the stuff of fantasy. Wouldn't it be lovely to make their day? Thank you.